Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Changing the head coach is, I think, preposterous. This is a defense that they got to add a difference maker or two on their back end, their back seven. Outside of Taren, Taren's really good. They're nickel. Rasul Douglas, pretty darn good player. But they don't have a difference maker in the back end. Like, Kansas City's got two of them, Justin Reed and Trent McDuffie. Outside of, you know, two or three other really good players. Like, I think Buffalo, if you're going to ask how they figure it out, it's they got to get a difference maker or two on their back end that's really going to help them.
Dan Orlovsky, ESPN, and I think that is going to be a talking point for the next few months. The defense was a constant concern for a lot of Bills fans. Josh, me and you have mentioned it, the third down defense. Mm-hmm. And they were able to get some stops in the second half of the Chiefs game. Not really so in the first half, and even a lot of the Ravens game kind of felt like if it weren't for the turnovers, that game could have gotten away from them very, very quickly. Ultimately, though, they were built off turnovers, or at least really took advantage of them this year. But for more on free agency, the draft, looking ahead, we go now to the Western Hotline. Sal Capaccio joins the show. Sal, are you already ready for the draft?
No.
We'll get you there. Don't worry. We're going to get you there.
I mean, yeah. There's a lot to go on before that. The calendar. Free agency, I'm much more, you know, I gotta go in sequential order here. You know, you got the combine, and then you have free agency, and then you have the owners' meetings, and then you have visits, and then you have the draft. I'm not quite ready for that yet.
I'm ready for the draft in, like, February. Like, when the combine rolls around, I'm like, we've been at this too long.
See, here's the thing,
though.
This is what I always get. This happens every year, right, where I make it a point to point out, like, you're going to be talking. We're all going to be, and rightfully so, right? Like, about, oh, my God, they got to take this. And all of a sudden, free agency comes, and it completely changes everything you need. Like, it's not even anywhere close, generally. Like, oh, they need this, they need that. Oh, wait, they signed that guy they don't need that anymore.
And it happens every single year. All the mock drafts you read in January, you're like, this is completely outdated. They added three defensive tackles. We're fine.
Exactly right.
It happens every single year.
So let's get over that hump first.
And so to that point, Sal, you got an article up at our website, WGR550.com. Bills having 19 pending unrestricted free agents. So let's start there. This is a year in transition, but a lot of the players at Locker Cleanout mentioned they want – in a sense, to run this group back. They all really enjoyed what this team had to offer. And ultimately, as much as we're all kind of trashing on the game on Sunday, they were right there against a team that won 15 games and is looking at an unprecedented third straight Super Bowl. It's not like they do have a ton to fix, arguably.
So I think they're in a much, much, much better position than they were 1 year ago heading into the offseason. I mean, last year was all about how are they going to shed some of this salary. There's still a little bit of that to be done, but they did a lot of the stuff last year in order to be flexible this year, in order to have a little more space. So they're going to be in a much better position. Now there's going to be guys who you have to make decisions on as far as guys like Von Miller, right? You can definitely save a lot of money if you move on from Von Miller, how you want to do that. I'm sure there's going to be a discussion about Matt Milano, although, you know, that would be more of a post-June 1 thing if they wanted to do it like a Trey White. I'm not suggesting they would or they wouldn't. I think that they probably keep him. But the point is, there's going to be guys in the roster. You're going to be looking at that. Then you have to, but to start with, who are the guys that you have to attack as far as what to do with their pending free agency status? The team has 19 pending unrestricted free agents. I am not including Micah Hyde. He is retiring, so it would be 20 with him. Anyone who was on the practice squad who has not signed a reserve futures contract is a pending free agent. Anyone on an expiring contract is a free agent. There's 19 of them. They have two pending restricted free agents. That's Shane Buechele and Quentin Morris. I do not expect either of them to get qualified at the minimum restricted tender. That means that will make them an unrestricted free agent unless they sign them before that. And then one pending exclusive rights free agent, Alec Anderson. That should be easy to get done. You just offer him the minimum contract. So out of the unrestricted free agents, 19 of them, I posted them at Sal Sports on X if you want to go check it out. I really think there's only a couple names that are true, like, guys that you say, okay, let's get... There's not even, like, super needle movers, to be honest with you. I think it's just Ty Johnson and Mac Hollins, to be honest with you guys. Like, I think that's kind of it. The other guys are like, okay, it'd be nice to have Amari Cooper back, or, okay, it'd be nice to have Rasul Douglas back. But as Dan Orlovsky just said in that clip coming back, you know, they have to maybe make some changes on the back end. So I think they're in a much better position. Look at the guys who are unrestricted free agents. There are no, like, big, big names that you say, oh, my God. Like, no one that you would even consider giving a franchise tag to.
Sal, you bring up Rasul Douglas there, and another name that pops out to me is a guy like DeMar Hamlin. Excuse me, DeMar Hamlin as well. I understand, like, they might want to make changes on the back line, or the back end, I should say, but why not also bring back some of these guys? Like, Rasul Douglas might not have had the best season, but isn't he kind of an ideal piece to have in terms of veteran leadership for maybe a new piece coming in, whether it be a rookie or a free agent? I mean, he's a reliable, at that point, he'd be a reliable backup sort of guy, right?
Sure. I mean, he could even be a starter again next year.
Right.
I mean, no doubt.
Yeah,
I'm not suggesting they should let everybody walk. What I'm saying is I don't think there's anyone that's a priority. Oh, my God, we have to get him back. You know, for a guy like Rasul Douglas, you probably have other guys who are kind of similar types of players at ages out there who would be free agents. Now it becomes down to money. Like, does he want to come back? What's the price he wants? I'd be all for Rasul Douglas coming back. I don't think it's anything you should go over the top to try to resign him. You need someone like him. So why not him? I agree with you. DeMar Hamlin's an interesting one. You know, I think that a lot of people saw that, you know, DeMar just wasn't quite the athlete or making the plays and, you know, on the ball that a lot of people saw from Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer. He wasn't that kind of safety. And let's be honest, I think Cole Bishop has kind of been trending towards taking over that role anyway. So going into next year, your safeties are probably Cole Bishop and Taylor Rapp. That's your starting safety. So DeMar becomes a backup, and there's nothing wrong with that. DeMar can be a backup. He knows the system. I'm fine with that. He can be a special teams player too. I don't think you go into next year thinking DeMar Hamlin's a starter. You certainly shouldn't pay him starter's money in free agency. So then does he have an opportunity to go somewhere else? So I think a lot of those discussions have to happen with a lot of those guys. I think a guy like DeJuan Smoot is the same way. DeJuan Smoot's a nice player. Is he a guy that you need to really pay a lot of money to bring back? Probably not, because you can go out and get guys kind of similar to him this offseason.
In the same vein there as DeJuan Smoot, Jordan Phillips, I mean, didn't he come out and say kind of he wanted to just basically stay here? And if he didn't get to sign here, he wouldn't really go anywhere else. He'd just kind of hang out. Like, what do you anticipate with that? Like, he sounds like
Jordan
really
Phillips always wants to stay here.
I know, yeah. I know.
And, best and, years and it, are in Buffalo.
And you know what? It's great, too. Like, yeah, his best years are in Buffalo. So he's another guy where I look like I'm looking at these names. And I know, you just said, you weren't saying, like, don't bring these guys back. But there are a few that really jump off at me where I'm like, yeah, like, they're no-brainer kind of like a glue guy. You know, like, they provide stuff on the field, but they also really provide a lot in the locker room.
Yes. I mean, there are definitely guys like that. Again, listen, you're going to have 90 guys in the roster, guys, right? Like, there's only 53 right now. It's ironic. They actually do have 53. That's not only because 53-man roster. There's actually a couple guys, counting all the guys they signed to reserve deals, taking away all the pending free agents, they have 53 players right now. So that means they have to, unless they release some, which they probably will. So let's say they get down to 50. Let's say they release like three guys. They get down to 50. You got to sign 40 more guys. So why not a Jordan Phillips, an Austin Johnson, a Quentin Jefferson? No doubt. So all these are little discussions. Again, this is not a black and white, oh my God, you got to have this guy or not have that. You could bring in guys like, bring back guys like Jordan Phillips. He's older though. What is the, that's probably a minimum type deal. And those are probably guys that you don't resign till later in the process or early in the process. It's probably not something you do, you know, it's either going to be something you want to do right away and they want to come back and go, okay, we'll sign you a minimum deal. Or you just kind of wait, you feel out how free agency goes. You say, you know what? We kind of need a guy like that. So let's go out and, you know, revisit it.
Sal, last thing for me here, we took a caller in the first hour. As many people have been talking about already, you know, the last 3 days since the loss, we heard Dan Orlovsky talking about it, you know, adding playmakers on defense. And while, you know, this caller mentioned, yeah, we're all talking about Myles Garrett, Max Crosby. What about Khalil Mack? He is going to be a free agent. Of course, he has a connection to Buffalo. He's going to be 34 years old. Had a 17-sack season in L.A., dropped it down, I believe, to 6. Would you be kind of interested in maybe a reunion with Mack? Or I think where I'm at, personally, Sal, I'd be okay adding Mack, but I'd like to add somebody else maybe in the draft or somebody younger that you can sort of build on.
It's funny you say a reunion with Mac because of Buffalo, not because of the Bills, right?
Yeah, right, right. It's fun.
Yeah, I mean, 6 sacks this year. I mean, he wasn't quite the same player, but, you know, maybe he's still got something. Isn't this kind of like the Von Miller signing a couple years
ago?
That's
exactly what I thought,
maybe
yeah.
Not the same kind of money. You know, he can help you. They've done this. They've had these older pass rushers, Leonard Floyd coming in last year, who did a nice job. Yeah, I mean, I'm all for it. He still did have 6 sacks, but that's kind of what you've gotten from like a Greg Rousseau or AJ Epinesa over the last several years, right? And so what does that money look like? Now, he is only a year removed from 17 sacks. So, you know, let's keep that in mind too. And, you know, I'd be for it. I don't think that you have to go spend a ton of money if that costs. Like, if you have to replace, let's say they move on from Von Miller, you're taking a bunch of dead cap money on him, but you're saving money. And then you go sign Khalil Mack. I'm not interested in just replacing all that money with Khalil Mack because I think that it's kind of foolish to do that. And then you're kind of spending twice a little bit, if that makes sense, for an older pass rusher. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's going to be fascinating to watch, especially, and I know we don't want to rush ahead too much with it, but hearing already from a lot of these draft experts talking about how talented this defensive tackle, this edge rusher class is, I'm interested in how maybe a guy like Khalil Mack kind of is seen on the market, especially with his age and somewhat of the dip in production. Sal, though, before we let you go here, I'm assuming no new updates yet on when Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott are going to speak?
Nothing official from the Bills. I'm thinking maybe tomorrow's the day. Usually, you know, it's only a day or two after, you know, locker clean out. You know, we're already at Wednesday. So my guess is, you know, they'll do it on tomorrow, but that's unofficial. And as soon as we know, we'll let everybody know. And obviously, if it's here during the show at that time, if that's the case, you know, we'll bring you that sound live.
Sounds good. Sal, keep our ears to the ground. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll talk again soon.
You got it, guys. Thanks a lot.
That was Sal Capaccio there on the West Her Hotline. That's my thing with Khalil Mack. Like it just feels like what they've done over the last few years. I love the idea. I love the name. But for me, I've got to have somebody else there that I can start building a future towards where Mack is just kind of there of like immediate production along with a rookie giving you production. And then, all right, you get out of here. Now this guy takes over. And and that's where ultimately why I've been big on Max Crosby. I'm not waiting on anything. I'm getting a guy that's going to come in and give me double-digit sacks, a ton of QB hits, a ton of pressures, and he's going to be a difference maker. He's going to be a legitimate problem to deal with.
I do think that if you were to go for a Khalil Mack, it would be after you already know
I agree. You're out
on Max Crosby or Myles Garrett or whoever else may appear here.
That something like that is not materializing.
Yeah. Another like I'm just kind of looking through names here. Like this is very like early on stuff. I mean, we're day 3 of the offseason, right? Like it's not like we're, you know, super in on the books on all these guys yet, but
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I'm already talking about Marshall edge rushers.
I'm in the free agency, but like
free agency,
like Josh Sweat and Chase Young, they're both free agents.
Oh, Chase Young, what could have been?
Yeah, like I mean, I'm not saying they're like
he's not the same player in terms of the personality. He has totally become like Clowney for me, where just like I know all of the talent is there.
Yep.
But I think for Chase, it's been a lot of injuries. Yeah. Clowney was a lot of like, I might want to play today. I don't know. We're going to figure it out as we go.
Jadeveon Clowney, I will never forgive him for re-injuring Carson Wentz. Never.
Oh, his first playoff game? Yep. He's like three plays in?
Yeah. No, I will never forgive him for that.
That's a shame. You might want to get over that.
No.
No.
Because that's why Carson Wentz isn't respected.
Injuries.
And he was one of the guys that injured him. So, hey,
that's a take. All right. 803-0550, the number to call. One more segment here after a quick timeout. Zach Jones, Josh Schmidt here on the Northtown Automotive Expo Show. This is WGR.